One year ago, the POET Bioproduct Center opened its doors near Brookings, launching a state-of-the-art facility, moving bio-based products from concept to potential commercialization, all in one facility. Already, scientists in the Bioproduct Center are developing ideas to add value to South Dakota ag commodities, according to one of its scientists, Dr. Matthew Cole.
We have the perfect feedstock here in South Dakota. We have the commodity groups, which is a great seed fund for a lot of this. Now I think we just need to connect the right industry partners and the right motivated students to all this. And I think we can seriously catalyze this where, again, we can come up with cool technologies based off of our ag commodities here in South Dakota and add a ton of value to our economy. I think that's the key selling point, and the POET Bioproduct Center will definitely help us get to that level.
Dr. Cole is developing numerous biotech products, including an adjuvant made from soybeans. He explains his research begins in a small lab benchtop fermenter.
And those help me basically engineer the bacteria to get them to do what I want them to do, and basic information I need to know before I go to a larger fermenter.
Cole then moves his development to the first floor of the POET Center, collaborating with Dakota Bioworks and its series of instruments, including a high bay pilot scale fermenter.
They also will help with a techno-economic assessment. Is this going to be something that will turn revenue?
Cole believes collaboration within the POET Center has the potential to move products quickly from concept to commercialization. The South Dakota Soybean Checkoff was a key partner in bringing the POET Bioproduct Center to life. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.